You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Medicine for Your Spirit with Raylene Byrne.
Raylene Byrne.
Live from RayleneByrne.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Medicine for Your Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Namaste, everyone. Raylene Byrne, Medicine for Your Spirit. Wow, here we are. We're coming up to this really big eclipse on the 8th of April. And anyone in the, especially in the Americas, is going to be right in the direct line of it. So it'll be quite an event for you all. It's also a new moon, and it's the first new moon of this new astrological year. So it's a lot happening. I'm just wondering, I'm just going to throw it out there, have a think about it. Have you been feeling the increase in the intensity of everything that's going on around us and going through us? It is a really, really big energy that is building momentum. And there is a real sense of, even though there's a sense of momentum to get things going, there's also this sense of pause for a moment. Just, it's like, take a breath before you do the next thing. Take a breath. See if you're aligned, see if it feels right, see if it is in your next best interest. It's like, get the momentum, but also pause. It's a very interesting time. So there is a lot happening. And one of the biggest things I'd like to, just the simplest things we can do, but it's also the biggest thing we can do for ourselves, is to make sure you're grounded every day. And pull your energy back into you. Keep it potent within you. Try and look around at what's going on and what things are around you that you cannot affect, you cannot change, that you cannot have an impact on. Pull your energy back out of those things. Pull them back into yourself and start directing your thoughts and your feelings and your visions and your intentions towards a life and a world that you want to be living in for yourself, and start to really work towards that. That's the only way we're going to get through a lot of this breaking down and falling apart that's happening everywhere. It's chaos. But we can be unaffected by the chaos. And in the process of being unaffected, we're in the process of creating the next best thing for ourselves and our world and adding to it. So I'm going to pull a card for this eclipse as a general thing here, just for us to have something to focus on. So this is for the eclipse of the 8th of April, the new moon. Let's see what we've got here. Love. We've got to have more love. Exercise more love. I've just got a call here from Tammy. Hi, Tammy. It's Raylene. How can I help or support or be of guidance to you today?
Yeah. I just feel like, I feel like my love life is in shambles, and I feel like I just attract the real wrong people that don't have the best intentions, and it's just frustrating. I just want to, do I have any hope?
Any hope for what?
Saying good in the future is coming, or should I just cut all ties with everything that I have right now? Or I don't know, just what I need to do.
Okay, so I'll pull a couple of cards for you, but I just want to say right now, we're going through, this year is a really big year of transition and transformation for everyone. It's huge, and we can't avoid it. It's coming at us whether we like it or not, and we can either gracefully step into it and work with it, or we will get our butts kicked until we do. So with what you're saying, if you've got, from what I could gather, you're a bit muffled, if you've got a lot of conflict or chaos or negativity around you with the people you're interacting with, then you need to pause for a moment and have a really good look at yourself and go, what is it that this is teaching me to start off with? Or is this still necessary for me? One of the things that we've got a lot going on at the moment for everyone this year, we're going to start cutting away, walking away from, letting go with love and gratitude and appreciation. We've always got to have that. With people, events, situations in our life that are not serving us for where we need to be. Now, it doesn't mean that the people around you or the situation is bad or anything like that. It just means that you might be ready to grow. You might be ready to expand. You might be ready for new things. And sometimes out of a sense of loyalty or belonging or wanting to be accepted, we will take less than what we deserve or desire or need in order to have people around us. And once we decide and once we decide that that's not good enough anymore for us and where we want to be, and we start to move into more of what feels right for us and how we want to have, what we want to have more of in our life, with our joy and happiness and ease and beautiful friendships and support, all those beautiful qualities that we all want, you might go through a period of time where you might have to be on your own doing your own realizations, your own healing, your own inner work, to allow your energy self, your vibration and your frequency to start tuning in to the next level of you. So what that means is, whether it's meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, contemplating, reflecting, starting to do the things that bring you joy, you might go and do a course in, I'm hypothetically saying, you might decide, I've always wanted to do pottery on a wheel, I'm going to go and have a go at that. And you just might happen to go and do a course and you meet somebody and they open up a whole other world to you, and it's like, that's what I've been looking for. So you're in the process of seeking something better. You know you deserve it, but how do you walk away elegantly? And so the thing is, you've got to love and appreciate what you've been through and where you're at now, and then you're ready to open up to what's coming and what's next. So I'm just going to pull a card for you. You're not alone. There's a lot of it going on at the moment because we are shifting energetically so fast. So this is for Tammy. What does Tammy need to know right now? I need two things for her. First one is this, okay. Activation. Okay, so this is saying, you have got, your life is in your own hands. This is what this is saying. Your life is in your own hands. And there is something formulating. There's something within you that's wanting to be birthed, exposed, revealed, come into life, but it's not quite ready. So what that tells me is that you're not quite ready. You know something's not right. You've got the feelings. Everything in your world is telling you that this doesn't feel quite right, and I want something different. So you're already in a state of awareness, and you're already going to start tapping into a part of you that knows what the next step is. The tricky part is you have to actually take action on that. So that's the first thing for you. You are, your life is in your hands. So if you're not enjoying the life you're living, then you're the only one that can do something to change it. And as Einstein said, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, is called insanity. So, you know, right, you may just have to, you may have to get comfortable with, it's okay for me to have, be on my own a little bit more. It's okay for me to say no. If it doesn't feel good for me, I can say no. And I don't have to do things if I don't want to, if it's not going to help me feel good. Why on earth would you choose to do things if you're going to come away from it afterwards and go, oh my God, what did I do that for? That was awful. I really feel sick. I feel bad about that. Why? Why am I doing this? Straight away, you've got something in you saying, I'm not resonating, I'm not aligned with those people or those situations. You're ready to grow. And I just really feel you're ready to grow, but you just don't know which way to go yet. That's all. That's the feeling I'm getting very strongly with you. The best way to go, pardon? Is that where you're at?
You're right. Yeah, because I got out of a lot of trouble, finally at a peaceful state where I'm working all the time and taking care of my kids. That's literally like all I'm doing. And now it's just like, where do I go from here?
Yeah. Okay, so where do you go from here? So the next card that came out here is deception. This is a really, really good one, because the question you've got to ask yourself is, where am I deceiving myself? And straight away, I heard you say you've got all these other responsibilities. And yes, that's great. You've got responsibilities. But if we can't find time for ourselves, then we're kidding ourselves. We always are. There's always time. And I'm not saying an hour or 2 hours a day. I'm saying 5 minutes, 2 minutes, where you can tap into yourself every day and just sit with yourself and just breathe, be with yourself. You know, and things like breathing in when you're having quiet time for yourself, breathing in. Today I am my purpose and I'm willing to do what that takes. Today I'm breathing in light and I'm breathing out chaos. I'm breathing out confusion. Today I'm breathing in spaciousness and I'm letting my soul tell me what's next. These little things, they can take 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. You don't have to spend hours. So you need to start looking at where you're deceiving yourself, or where you think you might be, someone around you might be deceiving you, because there's deception around you. And sometimes it's as simple as, it's a process you can do. It's pretty confronting. What am I lying to myself about? You know, if you sat down the first thing every morning before you did anything and just took a breath, bowed your head to your heart and just said, what am I lying to myself about? Take a couple of breaths.
Well, I'm
that.
Like in a relationship sort of with this guy that, like, you know, he's like made me feel like I'm valuable, because like he's like been so depressed. He's like wanted to kill himself and now he doesn't, because he's been hanging out and stuff. Yeah, he doesn't like want to be in a real committed relationship. So it's like, I feel like that's what I'm completely lying to myself, that I'm like going to ever be in a committed relationship with this person. And so I'm just getting confirmation that I should just cut ties and just move on.
Well, when we cut ties, Tammy, when we cut ties, it's really important to not do it with spite or vengeance or hatred. It's really important to do it with love, gratitude, and appreciation. I've you know, thank you for everything you've given me, but I'm now ready to move on. It opens a path differently. But I have got the last card I've pulled for you is the Goddess of Water, and this is emotions. This is mastering your own emotions. And it's also around going with a flow. It's, you know, if there's any obstacles, if you look at a waterway and an obstacle falls in a waterway, the water finds its way around it. It will move in a different direction, and it doesn't have to be a massive shift. It can be a gentle, just a little detour. And that's what I feel like you're being asked to do right now, is consider your emotions. If you've got more negative emotions or more negative feelings then, and you want to be uplifted, then you have to do something different. And it can be a really small deviation. It doesn't have to be a really big leap of faith. It can be a shift in a thought, a belief, a feeling, an action. That's all. It's very simple. But when you do change one thing, you set up a catalyst for changing everything. So I hope that's helpful for you today, Tammy.
Yes, I'll breathe in positive and breathe out all the negative. For sure.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. And put yourself, you know, you deserve to have love and peace and harmony. So keep telling yourself that. Okay. Thank you. So that's it from me, Raylene Byrne, Medicine for Your Spirit. I hope that's been helpful for you all. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.